Hello, everybody, and welcome back to the Triple Double Podcast. As you expected, we're back on another Friday afternoon. Kamla sadly will not be joining us, but that's just how it goes sometimes. All right. As always, I'm your host, Eddie Fitzgerald. With me today, Hunter Dysley.
What's going on, everybody? This has been the best week of this season for the NBA. There's so much going on. Last week was kind of slow. But this week, there's a lot of juice to talk about.
I was just about to say the same thing. I thought that last week, the NBA just kind of hit a little bit of that dry spell. You know, the first 10 games have sort of worn off, and you're like, we're in the swing of things, and everything's going to go smoothly. And then, bam, almost immediately after we upload the podcast, the next morning at like 11 on a Saturday, just Jimmy Butler just gets traded. Unfortunately, we couldn't get together in time to put together an emergency pod, but we're going to talk about it now, sort of like the aftermath, what we've seen after the first games or so with both of Covington and Saric, as well as Jimmy Butler on the Sixers. We're also going to talk about Draymond Green and KD getting into a little bit of action. Finally, the transcript of what has been said is out now for everybody going on. I think that we're also going to talk about Melo a little bit, maybe a little bit of some Caris LeVert action, and whether or not the East has finally closed the gap on the Western Conference. So as always, be sure to follow us on social media at Triple Double Podcast. Be sure to subscribe. Be sure to like the video. And comment down below what you think we should talk about. Maybe an underrated players on your favorite team that we really haven't mentioned here on the podcast. We'd love to be able to converse with you guys. Sort of get the TDP Nation out there. That being said, Hunter, are you ready?
Oh, I'm ready, babe.
All right, let's do it. All right, so, like I said, Saturday morning, Jimmy Butler got traded to the Philadelphia 76ers. Him and Justin Patton got moved for Dario Saric, Robert Covington, Jared Bayless, and a 2022 second round pick. This is GM Elton Brand's biggest move that he has made since coming to Philadelphia. As a Sixers fan, I kind of want to save my piece. Hunter, what were your initial thoughts as a bystander?
I like the trade for both teams, but I think as of right now, I think Philly definitely has the better of the trade because they got the best player out of it. There's been a lot of, tension with Jimmy Butler in Minnesota. You know, that whole he called out everybody in the entire organization, players and front office included. But I think it just wasn't a good situation for him there. Now him coming to Philadelphia, there's still some egos on this team. Joel Embiid and Ben Simmons definitely have their egos, but they're proven NBA players, proven stars already as young as they are. And it's clear that, they're willing to do whatever it takes to really finish the process there in Philadelphia. I think it's going to work really well. I think Philly's still a couple pieces away. They just don't have, they got rid of a lot of shooting, which was pretty big. I feel like they're just like one season away. But that is the worrisome part is because Jimmy Butler can leave after this season. So we can't be 100% sure if he's going to stay, if he's going to, go to the Clippers or the Lakers or the Nets, the Knicks, somebody. But I think it's a good move for Philadelphia for sure.
In my opinion, when I first saw the trade and I saw the specifics of the trade, because initially when I saw it, and I saw Wojnarowski tweet that Jimmy Butler was heading to Philly, I was